Good morning. My name is Galen Strovers, and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I've been searching and praying for what God wants me to do, how he wants me to serve him best, and with your permission, I'd like to share a story of how I came to know and love the community here at Timberwood. I grew up going to church both in school and on Sundays, and as an adult, I attended a few services here and there, but for the most part, I stopped going close to 20 years. Nowhere felt like a good fit. Just under 2 years ago, at the beginning of the new school year, my youngest daughter, Noelle, asked me to take her here to Timberwood. One of her close friends and classmates attended with her dad, and Noelle wanted to check it out. Without too much thought, I said yes. When Sunday came around, we made the three-minute drive up 371 and walked into the building for the first time. Bob greeted us, as he always does, and we walked in. Immediately, things felt different. We were shown where to make our name tags, and I liked that. Remembering names has always been difficult for me, and wearing a name tag was extra helpful since most people have never heard my name before. After a few months went by, we began to settle in. In general, life was going along nicely. Christmas is my favorite season, and I was looking forward to having a place to attend holiday services. We loved the Tuesday before Thanksgiving pie service. As Christmas grew closer, I was also looking forward to the week off between Christmas and New Year's that my company gifts its employees each year. As I was leaving work the Friday before Christmas, my production manager asked me to come into his office. As a chief engineer, I spent a lot of time in his office, so I didn't think much of it. This time was different, though. This time, the HR manager was standing next to his desk. She handed me a folded sheet of paper. I opened it, and to my complete shock, I read that I was being let go, effective immediately. What? How is that possible? I asked. You see, in addition to the blow of being given a termination notice 2 days before Christmas, the company I worked for was also owned by my uncle. I had hoped to someday buy the company when he retired. Why would I be let go? How could anyone do this to family the last working day before Christmas? My head was swimming. I couldn't get an explanation. My uncle was traveling and unreachable. I quickly came to realize I had made the cardinal mistake so many others do. I had wrapped up my entire identity into my career. When I was let go, it felt like my identity was pulled out from underneath me. I felt like a failure, rudderless, hopeless, and betrayed. How would I be able to provide for my family? Would we lose our home? Would I have to uproot my family again, as I had done 5 years ago to take this job in the Lakes area? Unfortunately, on Christmas Eve, I turned to a bottle to try to drown out my pain. I was hurting, ashamed, and depressed. I was lying on the couch in our family room, but I didn't want to be seen. My kids were playing and enjoying all the Christmas activities as my wife tried so hard to keep them distracted and carry on as if everything was fine. But I couldn't look at them. How could they depend on me, be proud of me, love me ever again? In my anguish, I reached out to Pastor John. He prayed for me. He told me the church was open if I needed a safe place. I texted my mom and asked her to drive me there. I couldn't stand who I was and was too ashamed to be around my own family. She took me to Timberwood and dropped me at the front door. I stumbled inside and made my way up to the front row. Here, I looked up at the cross and I wept. For the next few hours, I knelt in prayer, pleading and begging for his guidance and understanding. Why had this happened? What had I done wrong? I poured everything into that company for the last 7 years. I got up and walked out of the auditorium and plopped down on one of the couches in the common area and passed out. When I woke up, people had begun to file in for the Christmas Eve service. My friend sat down next to me and hugged me, and his wife brought me a cup of coffee. We talked for a few minutes, and then Pastor Amy came and sat down in the chair next to me. I was embarrassed. I was hungover and I wasn't dressed for church. She would have been fully within her rights to ask me to leave or at least go back to the back of the church and sit on the couch by the gym where I wouldn't be an embarrassment as people walked by. So I started to get up, and she told me to sit down. She prayed with me, and she told me Jesus loved me. There wasn't judgment or condemnation, just kindness, love, compassion, and acceptance. She exemplifies what Christ calls us to do, to love one another in spite of our failures, weaknesses, and faults. Over the next few months, I shared my story with my Wednesday night Bible study group. Like Amy, they listened without judgment and prayed with me. The body of Christ is here. It's in all the pastors, the staff members, the leadership team, and the community. It's you. You see, I came to Timberwood a broken man, wrapped up in my own ego, focused on what I could earn and achieve in life. I didn't see myself first and foremost as a child of God and a brother to those around me. My focus is on the superficial and not the supernatural. I've come to realize that God does have a plan for me. He has begun to reveal the ways in which I can serve this community and the community outside these walls. I look forward to serving Him more completely and continuing to learn His plan for me in this special place we have here at Timberwood.